The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield. The Morning Answer is on.
We are on. We are fired up. We are ready to go. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
The Answer. Breaking news.
And it was yesterday, late afternoon, when word came out that Mar-a-Lago was searched by FBI agents in the morning hours of Monday. The FBI executed a search warrant on Donald Trump's home at the Mar-a-Lago resort you've been there several times, Grant, in Palm Beach, Florida. This, they say, is part of an investigation into the handling of presidential documents. Eric Trump was with his dad when the search was executed, and seems that President Trump not too happy about this. He'd been cooperating with the investigation, Grant, with these presidential documents. And so it is called unprecedented and a weaponization of the DOJ for the FBI to execute a search warrant and really toss the office of the former president. They broke into a safe and tried to recover some of these documents that they say he shouldn't have had.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to President Trump's attorney this morning, had a long talk with her. She was with him as well with Eric when this went down. The shame of this is that he had been cooperating, as you said, and she confirmed he's been cooperating. In fact, they had gone into the safe before. The safe was empty, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So they literally broke into it. They had opened the safe in the past for investigators when they came in voluntarily working with the Trump team to secure anything that they wanted. There's nothing there. And so one reason why the president is not too concerned about them going in, other than being concerned for the country and what this means for us acting like a third world country with the weaponization of the Department of Justice against a former political foe who most likely will be a future political foe. Besides being upset about that, he's not too concerned about what's happened inside the office, because there's nothing there. There's no evidence to get. There's nothing with this January 6th. And I can also tell you, the warrant does read that it's for the documents about what he might have taken from the White House. I don't believe that's what this is all about, though. I believe they're using the documents as an excuse to go down the road and find anything they can on the president. This is a fishing expedition. And I'll also say this. I do believe it's the weaponization of the DOJ by Joe Biden. But I would be shocked if Joe Biden and his team that he trusts, if there's anyone there that he can trust, would support this. I think this is Merrick Garland possibly talking with Barack Obama, going in there in a rogue fashion. This may just well be all about Operation Oust Biden as well, because look, whether you like it or not, there's talk of a civil war in this country with the raiding of President Trump. A civil war. Now, that would not be good for Republicans. That would be playing right into the Democrats' hands. But this is evoking emotion like you've never seen before. This may be all part of this make Biden look bad.
See, I think Biden knew about it. I think there's no way that he didn't know about it. I believe that it may not have started with him, but I don't think that you could execute something like this on a former president without Biden knowing. I think that Biden is a bad guy. He gets offered all sorts of passes in his life for being good old Joe, for being demented, for being ill, for not being in his right mind. This is a guy who is a politician who put his country aside to enrich himself and his family. And we are all pawns in that game. I do believe that Obama's probably involved. I'm sure that that's probably true. But I don't give Biden a pass on this at all. I think this is the end of me even, you know, on this program. There's always been, and this is something we've talked about, Grant, the two of us, that the office of the president should have some respect, right? It's just, that's what was drilled into me. no longer on this program is he President Biden, because this is a regime. This is the final straw. They have gone after Roger Stone. They have gone after Paul Manafort. They have gone after Peter Navarro. They have now gone after President Trump. And for what? Are they doing the same thing? Do we have an equal system of justice where they're going after Hunter Biden, where they went after Hillary Clinton? You put this right alongside the Hillary Clinton email scandal, and you will see that the FBI afforded her all sorts of luxury. They told her that they were coming. They gave them the chance to destroy their emails, bleach bit all of her computers, break up all of her cell phones and BlackBerry devices. They didn't give that same stretch to President Trump. And here's the thing about those presidential items that he took from the White House. The president decides what is classified information and what is not. You can make the argument that anything that President Trump took out of the office was unclassified by him, declassified, and was brought legally to Mar-a-Lago. That's it. Now, this president gets to decide what is classified and what's not. And that's why I firmly believe that he is involved with all of this, because he had to say that this information was something that President Trump shouldn't have, even if it's just article clippings or, you know, what Eric Trump was saying, that these are just a box of headlines, essentially, that the president and memorabilia that the president kept during his presidency. I don't know if that's true. But in any case, he had the right to decide what was classified and what wasn't when he left the White House. 855-785-8255.
I'm not sure it has anything to do with classified or not classified. It's about documents that have to be preserved in the National Archives. This is Penny Ante stuff, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Penny Ante stuff. Hillary Clinton took furniture from the White House.
Yeah, they took furniture. The silverware.
You had former presidents as well. Lyndon B. Johnson as well was known to have taken. He basically raided the entire White House of all kinds of knickknacks and things. This is Penny Ante stuff designed to go after a president. Now, I will say this. Look, it's easy for me to say Joe Biden had to have known. He probably did, with a wink and a nod, maybe this, maybe that. But the people surrounding him are very smart. They're devious. If you remember, they were allegedly told that Hillary Clinton was kept in the dark about a lot of this as well. The reason you keep the so-called boss in the dark is because if it ever got out that someone went and talked to him, that there was an email, there was writing, that he authorized going in to a future political opponent, it would be game over for this guy. I don't know how they do it and go to him without putting him in serious jeopardy.
Maybe that's why they do it. Maybe that's why they do it.
Which gets back to the original point.
Alan Dershowitz was on Hannity yesterday, and he made a good point about this raid. The idea that the FBI had to go in and execute a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago when the president wasn't even there to allegedly destroy information, which is why you feel the need to get a search warrant, right? When you think information is at risk. This is what Alan Dershowitz had to say.
Through subpoenas and other lawful methods, a raid is supposed to be a last resort. But this administration has used the weaponization of the justice system against its political enemies. It's arrested people, denied them bail, put them in handcuffs, used all kinds of techniques that are not usually applied to American citizens. And I just hope this raid has a justification. If it doesn't have a justification, the material seized in it will be suppressed.
So think about that.
Mm-hmm.
One, I don't think from the talks that I've had with those very close to the president that there's anything seized that would even need to be suppressed. I don't think there's anything. There's no evidence there. Nothing. And so, but if there were and it's suppressed because the raid is illegal, which I do believe it is, as you heard Alan Dershowitz say, you've got to go through all means to get anything you want. And they've done that. The president has been cooperating. His attorneys have confirmed to me. There's been numerous phone calls. We'll get you anything you need. Come on in. We'll talk to you. We'll do all of these things. Yet they still went in. They went in with over 35 agents into the president's home. This is unheard of. You know who does this? In other countries like China,
yeah,
like Venezuela. These are the countries that did this. Nicaragua,
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. I mean, so to think of what is going on right now in this nation, that you would have a sitting administration go after a political foe like this is frightening to the core. And everybody ought to wake up to what's going on. This should be the last nail in the coffin of Joe Biden when it comes to 2024.
Maybe this is not going to have the intended consequences. People are tired of being bullied. We understand that there are protections for Democrats and not for Republicans. We understand that this is a political war. So is this going to be enough to get Republican voters to turn out to the polls in 2022, in 2024? What do you think about all this? Do you think this was well served, or do you think that this was a miscarriage of justice? 855-785-8255, 855-785-8255. As we continue, President Trump speaking out for the very first time about the raid at Mar-a-Lago. The details as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Dropping truth bombs on the left. This is the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Thanks for joining us. It is a Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And yesterday at Mar-a-Lago, FBI agents under the guise of darkness went into Mar-a-Lago with a search warrant and tore up the office of President Trump. Many offices in Mar-a-Lago broke into a safe, all saying they were looking for classified documents that they believe he had that belonged to the National Archives. President Trump, according to his lawyer, Grant has been cooperating with what they think belongs to the National Archives. So it seemed a bit odd that the FBI would jump into Mar-a-Lago, especially at a time when President Trump is thinking about announcing a run for president against the person who is sitting in charge of the White House and ultimately the DOJ and other elements of the government. This is a dark day, I believe, for our political history. I think you probably believe that as well. Alan Dershowitz spoke about why the raid instead of just a subpoena.
I suspect it has to do with some investigations leading toward Donald Trump and some of his associates. But again, the law is clear. You don't engage in a raid unless you've exhausted all the other remedies, unless you believe that the person raided will destroy the evidence. Raids are not a first recourse in America. They're a last recourse. And so the government will have to show a court eventually that they exhausted all other possibilities, or they had a reasonable basis for believing that the evidence would be destroyed if it was sought in the normal legal course of events through subpoena. Raids are a last resort. But today, in many instances, it's being used as a first resort.
So let's go through facts.
Mm-hmm.
There's been nothing that's been revealed through this January 6th committee hearings that would implicate President Trump in any way, shape, or form. None. No hard facts. We know that President Trump's been communicating and cooperating with the FBI and investigators. Those are facts. Those are truths. Here's some other facts and truths that we need to remember. We know that Joe Biden's approval rating is now at record levels in the low tank, right? And his disapproval rating is at record levels when it comes to any sitting president. We know that President Trump is experiencing some of the highest approval ratings he's ever had, including when he was in office. He just won a CPAC poll. 69% of the people there said they would vote for President Trump for the presidency. The New York Times, excuse me, runs a headline. If Donald Trump broke the law on removal of official records, would he be barred from future office? You tell me what they're after here. This is all about not allowing Donald Trump to run, not against Joe Biden, but whoever the nominee might be who runs for president.
Yep. They want to keep him out. They're afraid of him. And it's also about bullying and putting the pressure on you. This is about you if you are a Trump voter or a Republican, just as much as it's about Donald Trump. They want to remind you that they're running the show. And that's not how this system is supposed to work. Now, we've heard from President Trump in a number of ways. The first was a statement he released to actually blowing the whistle on himself, saying that Mar-a-Lago had been raided, which was very smart. Had the media got a hold of this and Trump wasn't out in front of it, I think you would have seen more of a disaster for former President Trump. He also released a video, which we'll let you hear in just a few moments. And he was part of a tele-rally for Sarah Palin, who is running for the Senate in Alaska. And this is what President Trump had to say real quick at the Palin rally.
Thank you very much. That's right. Another day in paradise. This was a strange day. You probably all read about it, but very important.
He is back home in Florida trying to clean things up, get his office back in shape. And he released this video on Truth Social last night, Graham.
We are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years, where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy cost in its history, and we are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, which we were just two short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for oil. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world. We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've never seen anything like this. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is about all you get. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it's taken from the United States to build a military to rival our own. We are a nation that over the past 2 years is no longer respected or listened to all around the world. And we are a nation that is hostile to liberty and freedom and faith. We are a nation whose economy is floundering, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every list. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never, ever back down. We will never let you down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a little chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
That sounds like a campaign ad to me.
Jen, did the thunder in the background, was it storming where he was doing it?
I believe that was put in for drama.
That was put in for drama.
It's very apocalyptic in tone. And actually, we cut a little bit out where he talked about the U.S. has become the joke of many countries around the globe, but it, just for the for time.
Was that clips from a previous speech?
No,
or was that,
he released that on True Social last night.
He released it on True Social last night. So I'll tell you what I told President Trump's attorney, who's become quite a friend of mine. I said, Alina, I'd like you to tell the president for me. I said, I sat with him at dinner, and he asked me if he was to run, when should he announce? And I told him to wait till after the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Alina, if you would tell the president, please, that I've changed my mind, announce today.
Today, yeah. Everybody's been saying
today.
That on social media. Seb Gorka, who'll be with us as well, said there's a 100% chance that he now announces today that he is running. And I'm with you at this point. I mean, the rules, and I understand still in my mind why he should wait until after the midterms to announce. I think he, and remember what I have told you, I think it should be after the January 6th committee is done because it's just ridiculous. But at this point, there are no rules anymore.
Nope.
And this is unfortunately what our country has devolved into. And it is literally a street fight. And
I would hope, I'm sorry,
Jim. Oh, no, that's it. Go ahead.
I would hope that if you were ever on the fence about President Trump, that if you were one of these people, oh, well, I liked what he did, but, you know, he gets mad at people and mean tweets. I would hope if you're one of those people, if you were right now, say that's the man that we need in office, the only man who can fight back against this tyrannical behavior that we are witnessing unfold like never seen before in this nation. That's the guy that can do it. That's the kind of attitude we need right now in these unprecedented times. I hope if you're one of those people, and I know we got a lot of them there to listen to this program, that hem and haw about President Trump. They want to like him, but they don't. Right now, get on board with this man, because there's nobody else that's going to be able to take the fight to the left like he can.
Or join a different party. At this point, I don't care about the tweets. This is you've got the DOJ that's weaponizing. And what's the answer? They're passing a bill that is going to double the size of the IRS. If you think that they're going after President Trump, they're coming for you next. 855-785-8255. People can't see that. I don't know what we're even doing? If people can't see the fact that this is bad news, this is not the country we all love, and this is about more than just one man. This is about a movement, people, Americans getting out of line and questioning what their government is handing them. 855-785-8255. You can chime in. What do you think about this FBI raid? We'll have more response. So we've got not only from President Trump some response, but also from Jonathan Turley, Alan Dershowitz, a lot of these legal experts chiming in saying that this is very unprecedented. More on that after we check the roads and your headlines as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer would like to know what you're thinking. Call anytime, 877-590-5843.
This is the definition of what the Democrats call insurrection and sedition. You stockpile 5 million rounds of ammunition for the IRS, then you hire 87,000 soldiers and sick them on the American people. For you little people in the media, they're coming for you, media. They're coming for you.
This is The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield. And, Jen, you know I'm broadcasting on the road from South Florida, not far from Mar-a-Lago, and was on the beach, basically, when I heard about what was going on, 35 or more agents raiding the president's home there in Palm Beach. And I started talking to people down here. And I will tell you, there was shock. There was sadness, and not sadness in per se for President Trump that they felt bad for him, but sadness for a nation that now feels like it's under attack with a two-tier justice system, one for those who support Democrats and one for those who don't.
And all you have to do is just look at the evidence ignored by the mainstream news media, ignored by the Department of Justice. And, you know, I hope Republicans are ready to fight. If we can get them elected to take over the majority, at least in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy has come out and told Merrick Garland to clear his calendar for an investigation. We have heard nothing from Mitch McConnell in the Senate, and that's pretty despicable. We should be hearing from the leadership in the United States Senate. Whether you like President Trump or not, this is about, again, more than him. This is about a weaponized Biden administration, a weaponized DOJ, and a weaponized FBI at the top, Christopher Wray, who knew about this raid and followed it closely with his agents, according
to
reports.
One of the things that I would urge people in Southern California to do is take a vacation, if you can, to the East Coast of South Florida.
It's beautiful.
And really feel what freedom is like, feel what it's like to be around like-minded people. And that's the most important, where we fight for this country, where there's the majority of people fight for this country in South Florida. It's why I come visit here all the time. I'll be giving a speech tonight to a bunch of President Trump supporters, some big-time donors as well will be at this speech. It'll be interesting to talk to all of them, to get their thoughts. I'll report back on that in the morning. But just being in and around this area where so many people have so many ties to President Trump gives me strength and almost energizes me and motivates me even more after what happened yesterday to fight harder.
You know, there's a group of people who have gathered outside of Mar-a-Lago, and the president's back there now. He came home yesterday evening late to put back together his home again, essentially. And it was met by a lot of supporters in front of Mar-a-Lago who are there to show their support for former President Trump. 855-785-8255. So what do you think? This raid, right or wrong? Do we have something to worry about? Is the country in trouble? Tony in Ventura, you're on The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning. So, Grant, do me some calculations. 87,000 new employees at a payroll of $600 per week per IRS agent equals $52,200,000 a week. If you don't think the IRS ain't going to come after you to recoup that money that they got to pay all those people, you're out of your mind. $52,200,000 a week payroll when you hire that many agents at $600 a week, and I'm sure they make more than that.
All right, let me offer something up that's even, thank you, it's even scarier than that. They don't care about recouping the money. They'll just print more of it.
They just want
They don't care about
you.
Covering the cost of anything. They do care, though, just as that caller said, they do care about going after each and every one of us. President Trump's just an example of what can be done. If they can do this to a former president of the United States, which
unprecedented,
is unprecedented, you better believe they could do it to you and me. And they will. This is just the show. The curtains are now open. The lights are on. Get ready, folks. Get ready.
Bruce in Whittier, you're on The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. I like both you guys. Grant, when you were listing facts earlier, you missed the most important one. The FBI is corrupt as hell, and they are going to plant something in these boxes. Trust me.
I can tell you that some very, very close to President Trump are very concerned about that as well, because the Department of Justice can't be trusted. And you think in this day and age where you have confidants of a former president who will certainly be running for office again, to be literally worried about the government planting evidence against them. And I mean this when I tell you, they said this to me out loud. They're worried about the planting of evidence. What that would be, I have no idea, but I don't put anything by this administration, this Justice Department, Merrick Garland, the FBI that we know has already cheated, lied, stole, done everything it can to breach the Constitution in order to go after and convict Trump supporters, Trump confidants, and now the ultimate goal, of course, is President Trump.
That's why he's got to jump in the race right now, because the ultimate goal is to get him out of the running. He's got to jump in now, even though that's a shift from where we were yesterday, where we would have told you to wait until after the midterms. Bruce, thanks so much for the phone call. Let's see. George in Apple Valley, you're on The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant. Good morning, George.
Good morning. Yeah, first off, the FBI, to me, is nothing more than a political hit squad for Republicans and a fixer for Democrats. That's how I see the FBI, the Justice Department. But all this talk about classified information reminded me of when Hillary got caught with classified information, actually got caught lying about classified information on her server. Mm-hmm. She just pretended like she didn't know what the classified
the CMET
insignia meant.
Yeah. And but, she was also given.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She said she didn't know what the C meant on the documents. It stood for classified. She pretended like she didn't know after living in government her whole life. But the thing that's really infuriating, George, is that she was given, and thank you for the phone call, she was given a warning that the FBI was looking for her information, her classified materials, which, by the way, the reason we talk about that is that the president can classify any materials or declassify any materials that he wants. So really, anything President Trump would have taken from the White House would, by its nature, be declassified. Hillary Clinton didn't have the power to do that, and the FBI gave her a warning so that her staff and lawyers could go in and destroy all of the stuff that she had. It's unbelievable.
You got to be careful about the classified. It's not just about classified.
I know it's not. But the reason we bring this up is in correlating it to the Hillary Clinton situation. That's why we bring it up, because Hillary Clinton had true classified information. She was given a warning by the FBI. Her lawyers had a chance to go in and destroy all of it. And so when you're correlating those two things, which a lot of people are doing right now, it's important to point that out.
You know, we don't even know if there was classified information that he took. They're concerned about information
right.
that was just simply supposed to be put into records.
Yeah, for the archives.
Presidential archives. Now, come on. First off, any reasonable person would say, you know what, there are certain things, certain mementos a president has. He's allowed to take them with him. And I think that's what you're going to see, a lot of those types of things. And people be like, what? He's not allowed to keep that note from so-and-so? Or, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu leaves him a note. He can't take that back to his office. These are the kind of ridiculous things that they will use to go after President Trump.
And that's what Eric Trump was talking about yesterday. He said that his father from way back, and I think we all know this, anybody who followed Donald Trump knows he likes newspaper clippings. He, in fact, would write "good job" and sign things and send them to people in the mail sometimes, people that he was a fan of, right? He would send the clippings to them. He would keep a lot of clippings. He would keep a lot of notes. Those were things that he took with him, according to Eric Trump. That was what is in those boxes. They're notes from people, his family, his friends. He said he had notes from his mother who had just passed away, from Ivana. And that's really what they're after.
You know whose note was not in that box?
Whose?
Mine to him. Do you know how I know my note to him was not in that
return
box?
Return to sender?
Because, well, yes. He sent it back to me.
Yeah.
Signed, that says, "You're great, Grant."
Aww.
And he signed my note to him with a little from the desk of President Trump.
Little memento for you.
Yes.
Maybe watch out. Maybe the FBI is coming to you next.
You know, yeah, maybe. The reason I bring that up, though, is only a guy who values things like that would send that back to somebody like me, knowing the value of that sentimentally that plays in someone's mind. So yep. That's, you know, something I'll have forever. I'm getting it, you know, I've gotten it framed. He sent me a couple of those things. He signs articles. Thank you. I'll circle the quote.
That's what he's done forever to journalists he likes or to people that he likes what they have to say. 855-785-8255. You can chime in on this. And our friend and Morning Answer expert, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, will join us. He thinks we are at war. We'll tell you why as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
More ladylike than Cinderella, more manly than Sasquatch. Back to Grant Stinchfield and Jennifer Horn on The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
Joining us right now, our Morning Answer expert, our friend and the host of America First, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, is here. You can check him out on all the platforms at Seb Gorka and get great merchandise at SebGorkaStore.com. And Dr. G, we got to get right to it because what a day yesterday. You came out and said we are at war. I would agree with you. You want to explain why you think that?
Well, it's very simple. If they can do what they did to the former president of the United States, who garnered more votes than any other incumbent president in American history, they can do it to you. The FBI is now literally the political police arm of the Biden administration and the Democrats. They have declared war on 74 million Americans. It's that simple, Jen.
Dr. G, it's really a sad day for me, not just them going after President Trump. You know, I expect it. I know it's always going to, it's never going to end. It really, he's going to win again. They'll continue to try to go after him. But I really think this is a sad day, a maddening day in many respects for the nation. I've never been more ashamed at who's running our country than I am today.
No, it is absolutely tragic. It's especially tragic for somebody like me. Not only did I choose this nation, not only am I a legal immigrant to America, if I worked in the White House, Katie and I, we had the only external contract to provide counterterrorism training to the CTD, to the counterterrorism division of the FBI. I have trained literally. I have their names. I have their emails. I've trained thousands of special agents, intelligence analysts, and support staff in the Bureau. And the idea that this agency that once was looked up to, whose initials, when you're at the academy teaching, they have an FBI clerk and they've replaced Federal Bureau of Investigations with the word fidelity, bravery, and integrity. And now, the disgrace. And I was DM'd by somebody who works for the FBI. I don't know, she's a typist or something, a support staff. And she said, well, I've got to pay the rent. And I said, no, you are complicit. If you are in that agency right now and you don't walk out today, you are complicit with traitors. That is the enormity of the situation.
Yeah. And as much as we support law enforcement on the show, Dan Bongino said the same thing this morning or yesterday. I don't know. It's all blending together now with this big story. But he said, you know, I had to leave my post because I saw something that wasn't okay with me. And I think in the past, a lot of us have said, well, it's the highest levels of the FBI that are corrupt. But you know what? It's the people. It's the men and women of the FBI who are carrying out these raids. And while we appreciate the service of the good men and women, how can you stand by and watch this? I mean, there is no equal playing field. This is unprecedented. They're going into someone's home for a box of newspaper articles. The people from January 6th, I mean, hundreds of people, people that I know, had their house tossed for being at the rally with Donald Trump, not even at the Capitol. And the FBI took out a Trump-Pence 2020 bumper sticker. I mean, look, give me a break. Where are we right now?
Seb, let me just say this and then toss it to you. You can, when you work for an agency, when you work for a company, you can say no. Now, it may lead to your demise. Look at Newsmax. They wanted me desperately to attack Tucker Carlson on a nightly basis. And I told them no, I would not do that. I didn't feel right about it. They wanted me to support Ukraine 100%. I told them no, I would not do that. Ultimately, that probably led to my demise there. So you know what? You go do something else. These FBI agents, their job is far more serious than a TV host. That's for damn sure. And this is about justice in America.
So Hannity, for, I don't know, like 5 years now, has been using this, oh, it's not the rank and file. We love the rank and file. Yeah. Bollocks, garbage, rubbish. It was the rank and file who were told not only to arrest Peter Navarro in public at Reagan Airport for not wanting to appear before
for a misdemeanor.
Legal committee, but were told to put him in leg irons. If you're an American, you say to the ASAC, you say to the senior special agent, sir, Who is my badge? Who is my gun? I am not the Stasi. I don't do that. I don't do political persecution. Instead, what happened? He was put in leg shackles for a misdemeanor. When it comes to the allegations against President Trump, can I just please educate everybody listening right now, somebody who had a clearance and who still has a top secret clearance? Everything that is classified in America, everything from the nuclear codes to the phone book for the National Security Council, is classified for one person and one person alone, the President of the United States. In fact, he can give a clearance to his pet dog if he wants to, and he can strip the highest ranking general of a clearance with a click of his finger. The idea that a president, a former president, can mishandle classified information is on its face asinine. The raid is a sham from the get-go.
Yeah, this is what I've been talking about all morning long, is that just by its very nature, anything that would come with the president is declassified by the president. So they can't even say that he was mishandling classified information, which is some of the stuff that's been coming out, because he's the one who could declassify that information when he took it with him. And by the way, for those who think that Joe Biden didn't have anything to do with this, he decides now what is classified and what is not. So obviously he did play a part in this, because they had to be acting under his guidance, Seb. If he's saying this is a problem, the president has classified information, well, now he's in charge of determining what is classified and what's not. I don't give Joe Biden a pass for 1 second in this.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, are people smoking crack? The idea that the White House, are we going to believe the White House saying, oh, we didn't know about the federal law enforcement raid on a president's residence who left the White House less than 2 years ago? That's how stupid they think the American people are.
All right, so, Seb, let me play devil's advocate, the two of you, for just 1 second. So, one, I don't even believe this is about classified information. This is about spitting on the sidewalk. They said these records are supposed to be preserved. I don't even know if they had to be classified records. They could have been a note from Benjamin Netanyahu, for all I know. It's spitting on the sidewalk. And then the idea about Joe Biden knowing. Now, he very well may have it, very well be a wink and a nod situation, but you know you've worked in the White House. If they were dumb enough to actually go to Joe Biden and get his approval on this, and that could be proven somehow, he would be hung out to dry. Unless the ultimate goal is with this raid, and maybe Merrick Garland's working with Barack Obama, that this just adds into the oust Biden mentality that I believe is underway inside the Democrat Party, to lay this at his feet, knowing there'd be outrage, and it's just another little cog they can use to get him to leave the White House.
Yeah, I mean, no, let's be realistic. There's no signed piece of paper from Sleepy Joe saying raid his house tomorrow. There's a wink and a nod. It's like, you know, when Thomas A. Becket was murdered by those knights, the king says, who will rid me of this meddlesome monk? I mean, it's just, it's innuendo, it's wink, wink, it's the lackeys, but of course they knew. But, you know, your broader point is well taken. They are starting to consider throwing him under the bus. When Brian Stelter, the most clownish eunuch of a figure on the lying mainstream media, he's the one who says, oh, the Hunter Biden thing isn't a right-wing conspiracy, then you know they're getting ready to ditch the guy. Ditch the guy who has the lowest popularity ratings for any president in less than 2 years into his first term.
No choice. Yeah. Speaking of approval ratings, President Trump's approval rating, pretty good at CPAC, pretty good when you stack him up against Joe Biden. And he released a video on Truth Social that seemed pretty apocalyptic, but it also looked like a campaign video. Now, I think Grant and I don't know where you fell on this, thought that the president should wait until after the midterms to announce. But today, I feel like today is the day he should announce. Do you feel like we might hear something from the president today, Seb?
Jim Hansen, my good buddy, former Green Beret, texted me his tweet last night saying, you know, President Trump, you've got to announce tomorrow, meaning today. And I immediately retweeted and I said, epic, I love it. So, yeah, he is unstoppable. My producer, Jeff, I asked him before I did a little video for social media yesterday, what's the biggest takeaway from last night? And Jeff, he's got the best political instincts out there. He nailed it. He said, they've failed. And yeah, that's absolutely right. If you think about Russia collusion, two failed impeachments, January 6th committee, the New York prosecutors. This is desperation. And the fact they try to cover it in a fig leaf, oh, it wasn't the FBI, it was the National Security Archive police. I mean, that's how cowardly these people are. It means they failed. And I think he takes control right now. He takes control of the narrative, and he should declare today.
I agree.
100%. Yeah, I think the smartest thing he did was release the statement before the media could release the fact that Mar-a-Lago was raided. He was in ahead of the messaging, and that's important. All right, Dr. G, thanks so much for being with us. Check out America First. More coverage of this raid, I'm sure, later today, 12 noon, AM 870, 8 p.m., AM 590, The Answer. Check out SebGorkaStore.com as well. Seb, thanks so much for being with us. And there he goes. All right, as we continue, a local woman arrested for trying to poison her husband. How did she get caught? As your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.